A jury in Houston has found a former vice president of Enron and four former Merrill Lynch bankers guilty of conspiracy and fraud. Prosecutors argued that they tried to pad Enron's bottom line, and it's the first real connection between the former energy giant and Wall Street. Jack Williams of Houston Public Radio reports.
This was the first Enron criminal case to reach trial. The four Merrill Lynch employees were accused of conspiring with two Enron workers to disguise the bogus sale of several of Enron's Nigerian power plant barges as legitimate transactions. Prosecutors proved the transactions were no more than illegal attempts to improve Enron's bottom line. University of Houston law professor Nancy Rappaport says this is the first real insight into the dealings between Enron and Wall Street.
I absolutely think it's a confirmation of what the examiner in the bankruptcy case uncovered. Part of his report said that based on the evidence that he had seen, the emails and other discussions that, quote, this is what Enron always does, gives credence to the idea that, darn it, everyone knew on Wall Street what was going on and they got along by playing along.
Prosecutors did suffer a setback in the case. Former Enron accountant Sheila Kahanek was cleared by the jury. She testified during the six-week trial that she repeatedly warned of the impropriety of the barge deals. Her attorney, Dan Cogdell, says Kahanek was clearly innocent.
She no more belonged in this trial than a duck belonged in a bowling alley. And the emphasis of my final argument was that she shouldn't be here. And just because several witnesses who made deals with the devil in this case testified that she should doesn't make it so.
11 defendants charged in the collapse of Enron, including former CEO Jeffrey Skilling and the company's former chairman Ken Lay, are awaiting trials which will likely get underway next year. For NPR News, I'm Jack Williams in Houston.